This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On 7 past the hour on the DJV show, and you're going to notice the D sounds a little different today, but we still have Victoria, Kara. Doug is traveling somewhere in Florida without the power cord to his equipment.
Is that what it was? Yes. The power cord?
Yeah, he calls me last night. He's like, I got a problem. I left my power cord for my equipment in California, so.
Uh-oh.
So you get me. Hello, Rich McFadden here, sitting in with you, Victoria and Kara, kind of going through today's top stories. Thank you for joining us. And we want to sit down. We want to tell everybody, chill out. It's cool. No problems. Ride the ride. It's going to be okay. So after the president tells us last week how great the economy is doing and how the stock market is going nuts, of course, just for him, it went nuts the wrong way. And he hasn't tweeted about this much, but you know what? Corrections happen all the time. The only thing we've lost is the last month and a half or so of gains, and it's going to probably be a little bit rocky today, but you don't get into the stock market for a week, a year. You get into it for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. So let your 401k just sit there. It's taken a wild ride this year. I was looking at mine for the past year, for 2017. Man, what a year it had. And what happened in the past week hasn't affected it that much. We all have still seen great gains over the last year. So just let it ride. I always remember this. My neighbor, huge, huge Hillary fan, and was just blown away when Trump won. And he walked out, and we were talking. I'm like, dude, it's going to be okay. Settle down. He goes, I'm getting all my money out of the stock market. I'm cashing out my 401k. And I'm like, please don't do that. I was like, Abbott, do not do that, buddy. You will regret it. And I haven't asked him whether he actually did or not, but I pray that he did not. But I know if I asked him today, he'd like, see, I told you. Dude, you're still up 2,000 points. So.
Well, you know, I've been following cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and
yeah.
I bought Litecoin, so that took a huge hit. I actually thought that when the stock market went down that cryptocurrency might go up, but Bitcoin is now only at 6,800. It's been hovering around 14,000. So that was a huge, huge hit. Although, if you have money to play with, now's probably the time to go in and buy Bitcoin.
You know, my buddy's
not going to go away.
My buddy's been playing with it quite a bit, and he's actually been shifting money from one Bitcoin service to another, and he's playing with it. So he is taking a little bit of a hit right now. He's not putting huge money into it, even though he has a couple of friends that are. But once again, I think it's around for a while, so
yeah.
I might as well start buying a little bit here and a little bit there and see if you get lucky for a couple of years. But I was thinking about Bitcoin the other day, and I was thinking, my biggest fear of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies is that it could unsettle the world markets. But over the past couple of months, in reading a little bit about it, I've come to realize that major corporations like Apple, Exxon, all of these companies are buying Bitcoin because they aren't taxed.
Yeah.
So they can just dump all this money into Bitcoin and not have to pay taxes on it. So there shows some sign of stability there with them buying into it. But then I started thinking, well, there's only so much of each Bitcoin or each cryptocurrency that can be made because it's a mathematical equation. So it ends at some point. And there's not an infinite amount of, let's say, Bitcoin, that specific brand of cryptocurrency. There's not an infinite amount of it. What keeps the government, the Chinese government, the Russian government, the U.S. government, from buying it all up and controlling it? How do we know that they aren't already buying it up and controlling it, for all we know?
Yeah.
And you've got to think it's inevitable that at some point in our lifetime, there will be no paper dollars anymore. It will. I mean, pretty much. I may have $50 in my pocket. I never carry cash.
I never have any cash on me.
Right.
Ever.
It's all digital currency anyway.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're almost there anyway, with the exception that the U.S. government or the Chinese government controls theirs, the Russian government controls theirs, you know, the Japanese yen controls theirs. So what's the difference? You know, it's just a matter of who controls it.
Yeah.
And our dollar is not backed. It's backed by oil now. It's not backed by gold anymore since Nixon. But, you know, what keeps the stability? So that's what I want to see over the next decade, is what makes cryptocurrency stable. But anyway, chill. You're all good. Have a glass of wine. And if you have a glass of wine, you should know that low levels of alcohol seem to be good for clearing up your mind as well. Isn't that right, Victoria?
It's true. There's actually a new study that shows low levels of alcohol consumption tamp down inflammation and helps the brain clear away toxins, including those associated with dementia and Alzheimer's. So they did this study in mice, lucky mice, and they looked at the impact of both acute and chronic alcohol exposure. And the animals that were exposed to low levels of alcohol, which they said was the equivalent of 2.5 drinks per day, which to me, 2.5 drinks per day is kind of
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were testing. And apparently what happened is in the brains of these mice, there was less inflammation and their glymphatic system was able to more efficiently remove waste. And that's the waste that is associated with dementia and Alzheimer's. And when that inflammation gets trapped in your brain and it has no way of getting out, that's when you start to see advanced stages of dementia and Alzheimer's. So the scientists are concluding that this is actually that alcohol in moderation, or whatever they want to call it, 2.5 drinks, again, that's a lot. But they say that if you go overboard with that, then it actually increases inflammation. But right around that 2.5 drink per day mark so far with these mice, that's what they're finding is the sweet spot.
So it's
great news.
If you drink once or twice a week, should I drink five to catch up for the 2.5 a day? I mean,
I think that needs to be ironed out more. But I think if you stick to like the, you know, a beer a day or two beers at night or a glass of wine a day, I think those are the types of amounts of alcohol that keep the inflammation down. And, you know, inflammation is like the source of pretty much every horrible
inflammation
thing.
Is everything. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, that's what I want to know, too, because we're talking mostly wine, but they don't really specify. They just say alcohol.
Just alcohol.
So
can
I have, you know, I'm trying to think. The
vodka.
Ratios here, yeah. Can I have a shot of vodka every night? Is that going to be good for me, too? Or just wine or beer?
It probably 2.5 drinks per day, so I guess it would depend on, because I'm a beer drinker, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I go out and drink, I don't know, a Yingling, it's 4% alcohol. But if I go out and drink a Dogfish Black and Tan,
that's going to be like 9 or...
That's like 8%, 7%, right? So, yeah, you got to kind of figure out what that sweet spot is for you. And then the other thing is, you know, I'm 230 pounds and you guys are a buck whatever. What's the difference there? Does the two drinks for me mean the same as the two drinks for you?
Yeah, that's true. It would have to definitely go by your body mass as well.
You know what I found is that... over the years, I'm not as good of a drinker as I used to be. You know, I used to be the guy, you know, back in my 20s, hey, we're all having fun. And now, you know, you get up, you're 50 years old, and you're kind of like, okay, you know, I have my, like the Super Bowl. I drink two beers. What's up with that?
Were you hungover?
No, I mean, it's fine. It's just like, I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, if I'm not going to sit here all night and go crazy, why keep drinking it? Hey, you switch to water or iced tea. Now, like, man, what is going on with me? This is not cool.
Well, maybe you're just you're saving up your reserves for Jazz Fest.
Yeah,
up,
yeah,
right?
I got Jazz Fest coming up, so that'll
with a great lineup, by the way.
Yeah, Jazz Fest. I'm looking forward to that. Maybe we'll chat about that in a little bit. So, all right. So, speaking of dementia, we'll jump into this. Pharma has kind of got some sketchy documents going on with it comes to drugs and dementia. We'll check that out next here on the DJ Sheet. The DJZ Show. The DJV Show at 16 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 past the hour on the DJ V Show. Rich McFadden, Kara Vashillen, and Victoria Keelan in with you. Doug is flying around in Florida without a power cord for his equipment, so we get to sit with you this morning. So we're talking about dementia and some of the things that are going on there with you having low levels of alcohol in your regular diet. But it looks like pharmaceutical companies are getting a little sketchy action going on here, Victoria.
Yeah, a company called Avenir Pharmaceuticals paid nearly 500 doctors to speak or consult on its drug, Nudextra, between 2013 and 2016. This is a new expose that has come out, and some government data is showing that what they did was basically they took 500 sketchy doctors, at least 12 of whom had been disciplined by state medical boards, and they paid these doctors to prescribe Nudextra, which is a drug that is specifically for pseudobulbar effect, which is uncontrollable laughing and crying, and sometimes you see the commercials for it on TV of people who, you know, have this disorder. So this drug is specifically for that. However, they were paying these doctors to prescribe it to people in nursing homes who have dementia. These doctors were claiming that it was for PBA, but it actually was just to quiet them down from their dementia fits. And so now there is all kinds of investigation going on into not only the pharmaceutical company itself, but they're looking into these doctors. And this is the investigation is being led by the Los Angeles City Attorney. And this is just, I think, day one of what's going to become a very big story.
Dude, this is crazy. And this is going to blow the pharmaceutical business open. You know, you go into a doctor's office. I know a guy who's in the pharmaceutical company. And I know people who are in medical device sales. And it's a gaffe. They absolutely are paying off these doctors.
Oh, yeah.
They absolutely are saying, listen, we need you guys to basically be the conduit to our lab rats. We need you to try this and look. And that's what's going on. We're being used as lab rats. My wife leaves tomorrow for Colombia to go see her 90-year-old aunt, who is a nun in a convent, who has basically not opened her eyes in a month because of some switched drugs that they put her on. And my wife had to scream at the convent to have the doctor take her off of the drugs. And it's so obvious what's going on. And the same thing happens with us here. You've got to pay attention to what's going on. If you have an older parent, like my mom or something, pay attention to the drugs they're getting. Go to the doctor. Say, listen, is this the best drug? Can we try something else? It's up to you to keep an eye on this stuff because they will have you. It's not fair. It's 50 or it's 21 past the hour on the DJ V Show.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Three past the hour on the DJV show, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, Victoria Keelan along with you. And you are so lucky because, man, I felt like singing there and I refrained. And that's a great thing.
Well, that's
for you.
More than we can say of Doug.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was just thinking. Paul Simon, Jay, when you talk about geniuses in the music business, you talk about Ray Charles, you talk about Stevie Wonder. Paul Simon belongs in it. The guy's a genius. Just some of the things that he's done over the years where he experiments. He's just an amazing songwriter. And you saw with Garfunkel who the genius was in that. Garfunkel had a great voice, but you saw who the genius was in that pair. Well, apparently Paul Simon's confirming that he's going to do a Homeward Bound farewell tour and retirement. What's going on here, Victoria?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation. He booked, I guess coming up in June in England, he booked a big show and said it was going to be his farewell show, and then everyone started freaking out. And so yesterday morning he made the official announcement. It is his farewell tour. This will be it. He's 76, and he wrote in a note to fans that he spent a lot of time considering his decision. He said he's emotionally torn, but he feels like it's the right time to bow out gracefully. And he said he basically said that he wants to spend more time with his family. He has kids with Edie Brickell. They've been married for a long time. And he said that he wants to enjoy the rest of his time at 76, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't want to really be on the road and, you know, warrior anymore.
It's the same thing Clapton did, yeah.
Right. The interesting thing, though, which has a lot of New Yorkers upset, there's some controversy with this. The Homeward Bound tour kicks off on May 16th. It has a show in Vancouver. It stops in Seattle, L.A., Vegas, Dallas, Chicago, Detroit, and Boston, and wraps up in Nashville on June 20th. What's missing from that lineup?
New York.
So wow. I think that actually he's going to do a huge Central Park concert.
Yeah, that's good. They've got to kick that whole thing off.
Yeah, I think this is going to... He's a New Yorker, and I think he's going to come home to New York, and that's going to be the final big bow. Maybe even Art Garfunkel will join him. Who knows? But that's just what I think. The fact that you don't list New York on your final tour.
Yeah.
I thought something was up with that. So
I got to see him a couple of years ago at Jazz Fest. You know, everybody rolls through Jazz Fest at some point, and having been there for the past 20 years in a row, this will be my 20th Jazz Fest. I got to see him, it was either last year or the year before. No, the year before, because last year was Stevie Wonder. It was great. It was fun. I mean, you know all of his songs. It's like seeing Billy Joel or Elton John or Stevie Wonder. You know all the songs. You know all the words to all the songs. It's totally fun, and you've got to appreciate the guy. Let him retire. Let him have his great time. He deserves it, and just thank him for everything he's done. It's amazing. All right. Speaking of another guy we need to thank who no longer will be able to see unless you're watching the halftime show at the Super Bowl with Justin Timberlake. One of my favorite performers of all time, Prince. What's going on? He's got some handwritten lyrics that he gave to executive. What's this?
Well, yeah, there's an auction coming up, and he's got some different things, that handwritten lyrics, some gifts that he gave to a few of his ex-girlfriends, and he even has some shoes that have little love symbol charms on them. So the auction goes from February 8th to the 15th, and some of the lyrics of I Can Never Take the Place of Your Man, they expect will go for $10,000, which is one of my favorite Prince songs always.
Yeah.
So other things, he's got a microphone he used on the Purple Rain tour in 85, and some custom, a purple piano, some custom clothing that he wore, and they think that all the clothes are going to go for $50,000.
Who's selling this stuff, do we know?
It's an auction house in Boston.
No, but who gave them the microphone? Who gave them the lyrics? Who gave them?
Some of the ex-girlfriends.
Cashing in.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, I'd like to buy the lyrics to Purple Rain, please. I'll bid $500.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I know. All right, there it is. DJ V Show time. It's 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, according to Automotive News Europe, Ford is looking to reduce the number of passenger cars it makes. With the world moving to SUVs, sedans are becoming less popular. But Ford is keeping a lid on the exact details of where, what, when, and why the changes will take place. The Ford Fusion was scheduled to get a refresh, but that's on hold in favor of paying more attention to light trucks. The future of cars like the C-Max may be in question. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Past the hour on the DJV show, and Doug Steffen is roaming around Florida with all of his equipment to be able to do a broadcast, except for the power cord. So, hi, I'm Rich McFadden, and with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. So, the DJV has become the RVC show. I kind of like that. It's got a cool ring to it. So, Doug will be back with us hopefully tomorrow morning if we can get him a power cord. But until then, stick around because McDonald's can cure your baldness. And Valentine's Day tips and tricks coming up here. But we start with, and I've had a couple of guys want these, and we've ordered them for this here in our office here at the network. These standing desks, you know, these sit-stand desks.
Yeah.
And there's apparently a study now, Victoria, that says do standing desks really help you lose weight. I can tell you that the big orange balls that, you know, those yoga balls, I've sat on one for years in the studio, and it doesn't help me lose weight, but it does help you build your muscles in your back and in your torso. So this is good for you, but it won't help you lose weight. So, but what's the deal on these standing desks? What's thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well, I think in general, standing desks are still a pretty big thumbs up because sitting for too long is associated with lots of horrible stuff, diabetes, hypertension, some forms of cancer, anxiety, things like that. So a lot of people are saying sitting is the new smoking. So in that sense, standing desks are great. In terms of if you have a standing desk with the intention of losing weight, you're not really going to burn that many calories.
Sure.
It's about 54 calories for a six-hour day of standing. Now, over time, over 4 years, they say that's a total loss of 22 pounds. So, okay, that's not terrible. And, of course, once again, men have it easier. The study finds that men burn twice as many calories as women while they're standing.
Why is that?
Because men lose weight so much more easily than women.
Yeah.
So for men, if you are looking to have a little bit of a benefit besides the, you know, not sitting, you will actually lose a little bit of weight too. And research has found that standing desks are really great in terms of people tend to move more if they're already standing. So it's just healthier overall. If you are at a standing desk, you tend to be, just because you're not sitting, you're going to be moving around the office probably more than you would if you're at a traditional desk. So it's still a big thumbs up for standing desks. Just don't get one with the sole intention of losing weight.
You know, and they're not that expensive. I think I paid under $300.
Yeah.
For the nicer ones that go on top of your desk. It's not the actual desks that go up and down.
Right.
But, you know, and the computer.
Some of them are really expensive.
Yeah. No.
Because my friend got one for her office, and she had to get it approved by her boss. And whichever one that she went in with, he was like, whoa, I'll pay for it, but you have to find a cheaper one.
Right. Right, and that's what we did, too, because they came to me with, like, these $1,000.
Yes, yep.
And I was like, oh, dude, come on, let's try again. So I just got them on Amazon. And also for one of our talk studios, I decided I wanted to put a table in there that has a motor in it that rises in case the host wants to stand, or because we use it for video a lot. So you want to stand, you want to sit, whatever it is. And that wasn't that expensive either. I mean, it's just a square table with a motor in it. You push the button, boom, goes up, comes down. So not that bad. Yeah, try that. It's actually good for you.
Well, they also say that every 30 minutes, if you're not standing every 30 minutes to get up and walk around and move, then you're really putting yourself at risk for an early death. Those are the new statistics that have come out in the last couple months. So standing desks are worth it.
My Fitbit reminds me. I don't have a Fitbit. I have the...
Does it tell you to get up and move?
Yeah. If you've been sitting for a while, say, you know, hey, fatso, get up and walk around a little bit. So that's nice. But you definitely should be wearing something, doing something, just because, if you're sitting there, if I sit in my chair for more than 25 minutes, I start just fading, and I have to get up and walk around.
Yeah.
So, all right. looks like going gluten-free for all you gluten-free freaks isn't always as healthy as you think it is. It's a story here.
Okay. Let's dial back the freak comment. Some people, I know I had a gluten-free wedding cake, and I know that's what you're referring to.
For a week.
Some people need to be gluten-free.
Some people, but everybody's going nuts with this. Oh, I need to be gluten-free. No, you don't.
Well, this study actually compared the nutrient content and the cost of regular versus gluten-free food products, and it turns out that if you're eating gluten-free things like gluten-free bread, this leaps to mind, you're really getting unhealthy stuff. You're getting more saturated fat, more sugar, and more salt, and lower fiber and lower protein than if you just eat regular bread. So, in certain cases, if you don't need to be gluten-free, meaning if you are not celiac, if you don't have celiac disease or some sort of gluten intolerance that, you know, really affects you after you eat it, you may want to definitely start looking at labels. Gluten-free food is also 159% more expensive than its regular counterparts.
Right. Morons.
So, hey. I will admit, the top half of my wedding cake, which was the gluten-free part, was a lot more expensive than the bottom half of the cake.
Yeah.
But it tasted great.
You know, if you have celiac disease, or if you really, and I know a lot of people that really notice a difference once they give up gluten, and that's great. Cool.
Yes.
But it's like this trendy thing, and it just annoys me. Everybody's, oh, I'm gluten-free. Shut up.
And well, they all say it with a semi-British accent.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Sound like Madonna when she lived in London.
I'm gluten-free.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think some people, well, I think the reason that people, when they say that, oh, I've gone gluten-free and I notice such a difference, the reason that they notice a difference is because they're not eating as many carbs as they were. And so they have more energy, because when you don't eat a lot of processed carbs, you're going to have more energy, and you're going to feel better,
yeah,
and you're going to lose weight. And so, and when you lose weight, you get more energy. So there's a lot of things tied to that when people go gluten-free and then say they've never felt better.
All
That's
right.
really the reason.
So if you're not gluten-free, if you can eat, like, French fries and stuff, and
well, French fries should be gluten-free. They are.
Potatoes should be gluten-free.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're getting a little thin up top, we've got the cure. Japanese scientists have discovered that McDonald's French fries may be able to cure baldness.
This is the craziest story ever.
I'm listening.
Okay. So apparently, a research team at the Yokohama National University in Japan has found that the silicone that's added to McDonald's fries that actually stops the cooking oil from frothing, who knew that was a problem, but that silicone, when it was applied to mice, it actually helped mass produce hair follicle germs, HFGs, or what they're called, which they say is like the holy grail of hair loss research. And within a few days, hair started sprouting on the bald spots on the mice. Now they're saying that McDonald's has not commented, obvi, but the scientists are saying that they may have uncovered a huge breakthrough for male pattern baldness.
So were they applying this, or were they feeding it to them?
They were applying topically.
It.
Yep.
So if you go get McDonald's French fries and
rub
them all
fries on your head.
You might be.
You never know.
I do.
You never know.
A couple of my friends are bald as cue balls. I'm going to go tell them, rub some McDonald's fries on your head. It may bring it back.
I don't love the fact that silicone is in my McDonald's fries, but sure.
So we have three different things going on here. We have a young female who's coming up on Valentine's Day. We have a married young female coming up on a Valentine's Day. And an old guy, married guy, coming up on Valentine's Day. We're going to attack how all three of us should approach Valentine's Day, and whether you're excited, whether you're not excited, whether it's old hat, or what you should do to make it exciting. Come up here on the DJV show at 43 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 past the hour on the DJV show. Rich, Victoria, and Kara along with you. Doug back tomorrow, hopefully. Now going to focus on, guys, if you are not aware of this, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Get your plans. Put it in your calendar right now. Alerts 2 days before, 1 day before, the day of. Get ready for it, because if you wake up and noon comes along and you haven't wished your Valentine a happy Valentine's Day, doghouse, brother, you are in it. So
true.
So stick around. So let's get a little bit of help here on how you can make your Valentine's Day kind of like the 101 for Valentine's Day. Our friend Bahar Tektishian is joining us, and she is a lifestyle, beauty, fashion, and health beats reporter. She appears on NBC's Today Show and Good Morning America Health and Dr. Oz and all the rest of the circuit with you. Bahar, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's go through some of the 101s of Valentine's Day. Let's talk about gifts and getting ready for it. Let's talk about getting ready for Valentine's Day. We just tried to give guys the alert to put it on their calendar so that they don't forget it, they don't drop the ball. But at this point, we're, what, a little bit more than a week out. What should we be doing right now?
That's right. Well, if you haven't thought of a gift or you haven't bought something, there's still time. You just need to get going on it. I think we can agree that most women are going to love getting something sparkly for Valentine's Day, so jewelry is always a must-have. And the good news is you don't have to really break the bank. Places like Jared's Gallery of Jewelry have a really great wide selection of jewelry. Whether you want to get your Valentine something trendy, like stacking and layering rings and stacking and layering necklaces.
I just bought my wife some Pandora bracelets at Jared, and she loves them.
Yeah, or Pandora bracelets. That's another great move. They also have, you know, a collection called Brilliant Moments, which is more of a hand-selected diamond bracelets and earrings and pendant rings. They also have this collection called Levion, which they're chocolate diamonds. So those are really neat as well, and they're exclusive pieces that you can't find at any other store. So you can buy your loved one something small, or if you've been together for a while and you're ready to put a ring on it, of course, Valentine's Day is a nice time to get her that engagement ring as well.
All right, so let's talk about some ideas, because everybody's always like, oh, man, what are we going to do for Valentine's Day? What are we going to do? Do you have any fresh ideas, or let's tips? How do we think outside the box than just dinner out?
Yeah, well, you can always, you know, plan an activity, maybe if, you know, go ice skating, maybe do something adventurous if your loved one is into that adrenaline rush. And, you know, if you're having a big date night, of course, you want to make sure that you look your best as well. So you want a great hair day. Make sure you don't have dandruff, because there's nothing sexy about dandruff showing up. Head and Shoulders Smooth and Silky Shampoo and Conditioner is a surefire way for you to make sure that your hair looks soft and silky and luminous and dandruff-free. You can use it every day. It's gentle enough for that, and great for color-treated hair as well.
Yeah, definitely. I don't ever understand why people who have a problem with dandruff don't notice this. It's so easily fixed. I mean, people, come on, if you see a couple of flakes, drop one into the drugstore, and in a week you're fine. So
Exactly. And I wanted to mention, we did say, you know, Valentine's Day is a really popular time to get engaged. I don't know if you guys knew this, but 9 million proposals took place last year on Valentine's Day alone.
Really?
So, yeah. So it is a busy time of year to kind of, you know, plan for the rest of your lives together. And for anyone that's thrown a wedding or has planned a wedding, you know that a registry is a must. And Bed Bath & Beyond is actually an amazing place, actually, to do your wedding registry, because they have pretty much everything you can imagine. Everything from, you know, your KitchenAid stand mixer to Breville smart toasters. They've got the iRobot, Google Home. So you go to bedbathandbeyond.com/registry. You can really make that whole planning process super simple.
I can tell you, as a married guy, Bed Bath & Beyond is a place that's like Home Depot. You're there all the time, right? And you're in there.
Right.
But I can tell you, if you're single, guys, and ladies too, if you're single, Bed Bath & Beyond is a great place to meet other people. I'm telling you, they should have a bar in the back of that joint, because there are so many good-looking women, so many good girls, good-looking guys walking around here, too.
I guess, and I know my weekend.
No, let me tell you something. I cannot tell you how many times I was like, 500 count, what is 500 count sheets? What's the difference between 500 and 300? And somebody would be like, oh, the difference is this. And I'm like, this is all, what a great place this is.
That's
and the
funny
dog park. Yeah, it's a great place to meet people. All right, so
Okay,
one last tip. Give us your one last great tip for Valentine's Day. How the guys pull this off?
You know, I think you need to know your partner. The key is you don't have to spend a ton of money, so don't stress about it. Get creative and just really, like I said, you know, if you don't want to do a fancy dinner out, then surprise your loved one with a really romantic dinner at home. So go all out. You know, get the mood ready. Get the food on the table.
Right, cooking is the key. If you can cook for your date, whether you're a guy or a girl, that is the best. And stay home, fireplace, movie, boom, bingo. All right, Bahar, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. Everybody, get ready for Valentine's Day, because it is coming. It's 50 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, air drums, do it with me. Come on now. You know you're doing it, or you're playing air bass. This is the theme. Wait a minute. I don't have to tell you what the theme is. You know what the theme is. Mission Impossible, right? Anybody who didn't know what this theme is, call in right now. 888-302-DOUG. 888-302-DOUG. I will give you a prize if you did not know what this theme is, because you need something in your life. All right, it's Chucker time. 53 past the hour on the DJ V Show. Rich, Kara, Victoria here with you. And Chuck got a new Mission Impossible. This is Mission Impossible 13 or 14?
Part 6 is called Mission Impossible Fallout, which hits theaters this summer. Once again, starring Tom Cruise, who is 55 years old. He actually looks pretty good. I don't know if he's had a nip and a tuck there, but
doesn't matter. He's still in good shape. I mean, you can't nip and tuck that. So.
No, what's amazing about this franchise, it goes back to, believe it or not, the first one actually came out in 1996.
The first Tom Cruise one?
No, yeah, we were Mission Impossible. Yeah, wow. With Tom Cruise. Yep, 96. So this franchise goes back well over two decades. Was, you know, it's interesting.
Was that the first movie for Mission Impossible?
It was. It was a TV series, which was very popular.
Right, but I just couldn't remember whether anybody else, whether he'd done any other movies before the Tom Cruise ones.
No.
Wow.
And the funny thing is, when the original came out in 96, I didn't like it. I still don't. It was directed by Brian De Palma. I thought it was a misfire. I know some people really like it, some people don't. And then the second one came out in 2000, which was directed by action specialist John Woo. And that movie was just weird. Ethan Hunt, the character played by Cruz, had really long hair, a lot of crazy stunts in the film, but didn't feel like a Mission Impossible movie. Then J.J. Abrams directed the third installment in 2006, which I thought was excellent. Philip Seymour Hoffman played the villain. The guy was outstanding.
Yeah.
And the thing I liked about it is it humanized the character. Now married, his wife played by Michelle Monaghan. I thought she was outstanding in that movie. So part three is my favorite. Then I really like part four, and I really like part five. So this is a franchise that has gotten better and better since the original installment came out in 96.
Has J.J. Abrams ever made a movie that crashed that just didn't do well?
I think he's a very, very talented guy. He's one of the creators of maybe the best TV series of all time.
Lost.
Lost.
That was
on,
great.
On ABC.
That was kind of his coming out, right?
Although I would just preface that the greatest TV show of all time is The Walking Dead. I just had to throw that out there. But Lost is right behind it for me.
All right, so we got during the Super Bowl, we had the Han Solo preview.
Yeah, what'd you think? What'd you think?
I was intrigued. It didn't give me enough to really make a decision one way or the other, but I thought it looked cool.
Here's my issue with it. I liked everything I saw for the most part, except for the fact that Harrison Ford is not Han Solo. And when the young actor, his name is...
How are you going to do that?
No, you can't do it. But that's my point. A young actor named Aldrin Aldrich is playing Han Solo. And it's going to be really, really tough shoes to step into. Because Harrison Ford just has intangibles that very few actors ever in the industry have ever had. So, but I like the fact Ron Howard is the director. It looks good, but that's going to be a tough nut to crack.
Well, you're right. Think about that. I mean, we all have Harrison Ford as Han Solo in our brain. How do you redo that? You're right. That is tough. Even though I like the idea.
Interesting part about all those Super Bowl movie trailers. $5 million for a 30-second spot. Now, do you think it's worth the investment?
For a big movie like that, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably. It certainly launches the publicity. And to magnify that, it is worth it because then everybody goes to YouTube to watch a trailer over and over.
Right,
so that $5 million.
All right, so we also had Jurassic Park.
Yesterday, I thought that was a very exciting trailer. It absolutely made me want to see Jurassic Park. Fallen Kingdom Part 2. The one I thought came across a little bit silly was Skyscraper with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't know. It just seemed bombastic and wily over the top.
Yeah, but I mean, he does some of that. And it's always fun still. So.
Yeah.
All right, when is Solo coming out?
Solo's coming out, I think, in May.
And then what about Jurassic Park?
That's coming out, I believe, in June.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, what else are we looking forward to this coming?
And then the Avengers Infinity War trailer. That movie is going to be massive. That's a movie, hands down, that's going to be the biggest hit of 2000.
It seems a little over the top there. There's too many superheroes. I mean, good Lord.
A lot of superheroes.
It's like a convention.
The movie has to be widescreen. That's how many superheroes are in it.
And now, all right, there it is. All your super movies coming up for the super summer. It's 58 pounds.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.